Hello, this is Fadi.
Okay, welcome. Thank you, Fadi. I just would like to welcome everyone to our community leaders call on the 21st of May. As is our custom, we transcribe and record the call so that people can share the contents that we have on the agenda today with your groups. If there is a concern or an objection to this, I would like to hear it now. We usually do it for note-taking purposes, and that is our custom. So if I see any other objections to that, we will proceed to transcribe and record the call as we normally do so that you can share it with your communities. With that, we have a full contingent, Saranish, Rafiq, Michele, Alberto, Tripti, Aziz, Elisa, Jonathan, and Wolf, and other members. I see that we have someone from our board of directors, Shireen Chalabi. Welcome. Felice Yilmaz, representing the ASO, is on, and Keith.
Hi, I think we lost David. Is everybody else on?
Yes, I'm on. This is Fadi. Keith, how are you?
Hi, Fadi. I'm well, thank you. David, are you back?
And I'm not in the Adobe room, but Steve Crocker, I'm on the call.
All right, so maybe since David is just getting back online, why don't I at least start by sharing with you a bit of news. I think it's important. I wanted to chat with you as the news become public that I have received an offer to join another organization sometime next year, and I have made a decision to inform my board as early as possible about that. Frankly, to ensure that I can has the proper time to make a leadership transition. So I will be stepping down from my role as President and CEO in March 2016, probably very quickly after the Marrakesh meeting, and at which time the board has asked me to remain available to ICANN to respond to, at the pleasure of the board, to any help or requests that I could be helpful with, or maybe to assist in the succession or other matters related to the transition. So I have agreed to do that as well. So look, this should be, in fact, it should be no news. I mean, the reality is, at some point, leadership changes had to happen. I have tried my best to do this as early as possible, so there is absolutely no time wasted in pondering on this, but rather keeping all the time for the business of ICANN, for the work of ICANN, to get us to continue on this important mission. Let me just say to you and to you first and most that ICANN is not about one person or any one of us. ICANN is about its community. It's about all of us.
Yeah.
So this is not about me and shouldn't be about me. I'm just one of the many that will be passing through this very, very important mission. And I hope that
excuse me, can everybody mute their phones, please? Thank you.
Okay, I think we're back. So, thank you, Keith. I always need you on these calls to keep us safe. Thank you for that. So just I wanted to emphasize and say what is obvious here to all of us as leaders in our own right, in our own communities, that no organization, no institution, no community should be about a person. This is only, if I can be blunt, in banana republics, in institutions that are deep, that are really serving as we are the global public interest, that have the diversity and the depth of our multi-stakeholder model. The departure of any one person, whilst a small event, is not an event per se. So let's stay focused on the business at hand. We have a lot of work to do. 10 months at ICANN is a long time, and I have a lot of work to do. You have my commitment that this is, as it's always been in the last 3 years, my number one priority, to focus on the continuing to improve the operations and services that ICANN offers. I will stay very close to that from now until I leave. You will see in the words I used to inform the board earlier this week that I intend to move on after March from this role, that you, every one of you, the community, has been, frankly, my best mentor and my best guide. I learned the hardest lessons in my career in the last 3 years from you. And these are the lessons that stay. These are the lessons that shape. I think you taught me that what I read in books about how CEOs can be servant CEOs versus top-down CEOs versus there are all kinds of CEOs, and especially the servant kind. This is a road I learned through you, frankly, your insistence that I stay very much at the service of this mission and this community. And yes, I've learned a lot along the way, and there were tough moments, but I can assure you that you, as the leaders of this community, have been the greatest source of my learning and my advancement, and I owe you. This has been an incredible time in my career. Many thanks to this, to the uniqueness and the greatness of what this. Down, let's keep moving forward. All of us, you have my solid commitment. Not a minute, not even a minute of delay in doing what I came to do, and I will continue to do. And I thank you for working with me in the next 10 months, and hopefully much beyond that, to keep the mission of ICANN where it needs to be. So I have a couple of board members on the line. I thought to invite them. They have not attended these calls before, but I thought it would be good for you also to hear from them. So Shireen and Steve, in whichever order, if you wish to say something, this may be a good time for you to add to, since the board has been privy to this decision for a couple of days.
Fadi, Shireen, I don't know if Steve is online or...
Yes,
I am.
He's online.
Go ahead, Steve.
You go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you, Fadi, for inviting us. Good leaders are always on the mound. And I believe that this should not be a surprise to all of us. And I want to thank Fadi for the transparent way with which he has quickly tell us about his situation. And I want to thank him for all the hard work he has done. And quite rightly, he acknowledged the effect of the community and the support they have given him. Because without the community, frankly, we have no legitimacy. So together with the community, Fadi, you took us to another level, and now we have the possibility of a transition of stewardship from the U.S. government. So thank you for that. As Fadi said, the board is very calm, and it's business as usual. And one important thing, which he has not said to you, is that he is taking a job outside the domain name industry. So there's nothing there that talks about revolving doors or any conflict with ICANN, and that's a very, very important thing. Regarding his succession, what we don't want to do is have a show in Buenos Aires. We want the focus to be on the transition and the accountability work. We will go through the standard way of recruiting by forming a search committee. We have a lot of experience on the board of doing that. And we will seek your input to the criteria of a CEO, and we'll seek the input from the community. The other message is we have no one in mind at this stage, and there's plenty of time to find a very good successor to Ferdi. And Ferdi's focus over the next 10 months, as he said it time and time again, is going to be on operation, security of this, and services community. So thank you. I'm here in support of him and to respond to any question together with Steve and Bruce. Thank you. Steve?
Thank you, Shireen, and very well said. I think you covered the main points. As Fadi has emphasized and Shireen has emphasized, job one for all of us is moving forward with the stable operation of ICANN. Quite obviously, the work on the two big proposals leading us through the transition process are continuing to command quite a bit of time, as well will continue to do so. And the succession is, you know, obviously yet another piece of business that we'll take care of. The board's in remarkably good shape. We have quite a few people on the board who went through the previous transition process. There's a lot of information and experience from there that it will be immediately useful. And also, as Shireen said, we'll begin engaging with the community and looking for a lot of input, but in an orderly way over the next few months. Our door is open for any conversation that anybody wants to have. And I think that applies not just to succession, but in general across the board. Let me just offer that on the entire aspect of the whole transition process and trying to improve accountability of ICANN, that the board is very strongly interested and supportive of the community's interest in improving transparency and accountability. I know that it sometimes looks as if we're resistant or trying not to cooperate on that. The answer is actually quite the opposite. So I'm actually looking forward to it all. I view the proposals that are coming in as being directed first and foremost to ICANN as opposed to first and foremost to the U.S. government. The U.S. government will make a decision about whether it wants to release the contract, but much of the issues that are being debated about accountability are really under our control, where I use our to mean the ICANN community at large, with the U.S. government obviously looking on and having something to say about it, but mostly what they have to say is whether they're comfortable from their point of view. But I think from my perspective, we all have to be comfortable. We're in charge collectively of our fate here. So I've veered away from Fadi's announcement, but I think that in terms of where our focus is as an organization, it continues to be on exactly what it has been and will continue to be. Back to you.
Thank you, Steve and Shireen. I would just only point out if Bruce Tonkin wanted to make a comment, since he has also joined us and with us on the call. Bruce?
No, I don't. I think Steve and Shireen have covered it. Okay, thank you. And if people are willing, there might be some questions from our community leaders. And so with that, if people have a comment or a question, please raise your hand, and I'll be happy to recognize you and take the cue. Jonathan Robinson, you have the floor.
Jonathan, you may be on mute. We can't hear you.
Right. We cannot hear you, Jonathan. While Jonathan is getting reconnected, Alberto Osotto, please.
Alberto Osotto speaking. Thank you. This is really sad news. On the one hand, I know that Sari is making this decision for the better. But I do want to say that, first of all, I want to say that Sari is a great person, a great professional, and truly, although this is for the better for him, I am truly sad that he is leaving IGAN, so I really want to thank him for all the opportunities he gave us and for all his work for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alberto.
Jonathan Robinson, are you with us again?
Yes, we can.
Please go ahead. Unfortunately, I cannot hear you, but please go ahead if others can.
I think people who are listening on computer can hear him, but not people who are listening on the phone.
Ah, okay, fine. Let's. Jonathan, do you want to go ahead? Thank you very much, Jonathan. Michele, you are next.
Thanks, David. Just personal comment, Fadi, just, you know, good luck with your future endeavors. Hopefully the board and everything will be able to find a suitable replacement in a timely fashion. That's all, good luck. To be perfectly honest, I'm not that surprised. As I think Shireen said, you know, good leaders are always going to be in demand, so it doesn't come as much a surprise to me. Thanks.
Thank you, Michele. Anyone else? Felice Gilmaz from the ASO representative.
I will continue.
Please continue, Felice. We hear you on the computer. Thanks, Phyllis. Seeing no other hands up.
David, if
I
could just
say
something quickly to close on this subject. First of all, I want to say that no one should have any doubt about the depth of our institution. We have a superb staff that is deep and knowledgeable. This is not about one person. So let's be calm and steady. Each one of us on this call is recognized in their community as a leader. So please, let's all stay steady. Let's not waste any time on the departure of one person or the other. We have a deep team. We have a deep staff. We have a lot of experts and a lot of people who, in the same spirit, will continue the mission ahead. So I urge you to remember this as people get worked up. There's no need to be worked up. Secondly, I'm here for another 10 months, so nothing will change in terms of my focus and our determination to continue serving you and working with you to ensure that your work gets done. So I want to give you that assurance. And lastly, just let's get back to work, David, on this call and beyond. I'm here in Lima today because I had committed, and I'm happy to be part of our Latin American LACNIC community, to be part of the RIR members community. And that's what I'm doing. Immediately after I hang up here, I will talk to our staff who need to hear from me as well in the next hour. But then immediately after that, there's just complete business as usual for all of us. So I urge us to in that spirit and for ICANN's sake, continue moving forward. And I will count on your help to help me also stay focused on you and your work and what we need to get done. You have my word on that. And I'll count on you. And thanks for all the good words, some of which I didn't hear because I'm not on the computer, but I thank all of you. And let's move on. Back to you, David.
Well, thank you, Fadi. Thank you very much for those comments. I have one other. I wanted just not to ignore. Aziz, you wanted to make a comment or question? Yes, please go ahead.
Are
you going to stay at the Holiday Inn in Gettysburg tonight? I'm not. No, okay. Thank you, Aziz. And also in the chat, both Keith Drasik and Thomas Schneider of the GAC talked about hearing the news and how we'll focus on business going forward, and what a surprise indeed, but need to move forward. So with that, on good sentiments and our working together, I would like to continue the agenda, hard as it may be, but we will move forward on the agenda for today. Here we have a report on the work stream on community matrix and priorities from Keith Drasik. I will share some slides from our group looking at stakeholders and encouraging more active involvement in our SOs and ACs. We'll also look to discussion of the SOAC high topic for Monday in Buenos Aires. some reminders of community inputs, and then, of course, any other business. With that, I'd like to turn the floor over to Steve Trasek, who's been working with a small subgroup of community leaders on the SOAC inventory matrix and priority matters. Keith, the floor is yours. I have summarized some of the key points for your reference.
Okay. Thanks very much, David. Hi, everybody. Keith Drazik. So I've been helping to coordinate the sub-team along with Byron, Patrick, Rafiq, and Alisa, and with the excellent support of David, Rob, and Benedetta on the staff to try to move forward on the workload prioritization effort. I think, as most of you will remember, several ICANN meetings ago, we identified the need for some ability for the community to provide input into the prioritization of our community work. One of the first steps that we took was to conduct an inventory of existing work, and David, Rob, and Benedetta have done an excellent job, I think, in helping us, the community, to accomplish that, the initial inventory. And then from the initial inventory, we recognized that we really would need a tool, some sort of a mechanism or a tool to be able to help us with our work. I'm getting a bit of an echo, so if I could ask people to use their phones and computers, please. So over the course of the last several months, Rob and Benedetta have done, I think, an excellent job in compiling the list of work, the inventory, into an Excel spreadsheet that is sliced and diced, if you will, by the various community groups, various areas of focus. And I think it's at a stage right now where we really are, as community leaders and as the community, the ball is now in our court to provide substantive feedback to staff to help move this forward. We had a sub-team call, I think it was just a week ago now, I'm losing track of time, where we provided some feedback and we discussed some of the steps for moving this forward. And the goal is for the community to be able to have some greater visibility into this effort in Buenos Aires. So we have the opportunity between now and Buenos Aires as community leaders working with our groups to review the document that's been produced to be able to take things, as I said, to the next level of usability. At the end of the day, what we've built here with the support of staff really taking the lead on this to date is a tool. It is something that will help us inform our work. To that extent, one of the discussions that took place on our last call was the desire to be able to have the data housed in something other than an Excel spreadsheet so it would be more usable or more accessible. So staff is exploring an alternative platform to be able to host the information. One of the other bits of feedback that we had was the need to try to break down the GNSO into the stakeholder group and constituencies, so each of the stakeholder groups and constituencies could provide their individual or unique feedback rather than at this stage trying to roll it up into a GNSO set of feedback, because that would simply take too long. I think we're also looking to see if there's a way to refine some of the categories, and really questions about granularity is how deep do we go? How much detail do we provide? And, of course, the more detail you provide, the harder it is to keep it updated and accurate. We agreed in the sub-team with the staff that we would try to, at least at this stage, do updates 3 times a year to coincide with approximately the 3 ICANN meetings, rather than it being a rolling document that it would be updated 3 times a year, and I think that that's appropriate. So I want to pause there. That's my sort of high-level update, and I want to pause and see if any of the other sub-team members would like to contribute, but also importantly to see if Rob has anything that he would like to add.
Thank you, Keith. Any of the sub-team members wish to comment? Rob, would you care to comment?
Thank you, David. Just something very brief. Appreciate the update, Keith. And that is to really reinforce the concept that the subgroup came up with about considering a different tool for the activity matrix. The recommendation that given the breadth and level of potential detail of the work, that we look at other data management type platforms. So if anyone has recommendations for that, we're just starting the exploration of potentially different platforms beyond the two-dimensional Excel spreadsheet to consider. And so if anybody in this group has recommendations, please share them with Keith or David or with me, and we'll be happy to follow up with them. Thanks.
Yeah, David, if I could also say, as I told Rob, I am very, very impressed by this piece of work. Thank you so much, all of you who contributed to this, and Keith, especially you, for your leadership in making this happen. Frankly, I was so pleased with that matrix just because it opened my eyes and the eyes of many to the depth of our volunteer work. And as you recall, this was all spawned by many of you saying we just have so much on our plate. I actually printed this in very large boards and put it in the recent board workshop so board members also get a glimpse, even though it was still not finished work, although this will never be finished. It's just a living snapshot of all the work the community does. It's a beautiful picture, but it's also a picture we should put to work internally. So I urge you to stay very much close to it, Keith, and all of you community leaders, because it will inspire us and lead us into how we prioritize our time and our work to serve you better. So thank you. Great work to you, the community, and to staff for putting this together, Rob. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Fadi. This is Keith. I'll just respond by pointing out, and really for two reasons. One is that David, Rob, and Benedetta get really full credit for the work to date. This has been very much advanced by their efforts and hard work. But now is the time for the community to step up and get busy with it. It's now, you know, this is a process that we requested, that we suggested. It's been supported excellently by staff, but it's now up to us, the community, to engage and to put this tool to use and to make sure that the information in it is useful to us. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Keith and others, for comments. And Fadi, appreciate that. And of course, this will be further inputs will be taken, and we'll have a discussion on this for next steps and finalization, hopefully in our BA meeting and our face-to-face meeting at ICANN 53. Thank you very much, Keith, and others involved. There were three work streams the community leaders are working on. This was one of them. Another one was dealing with stakeholder retention. Unfortunately, Bill Drake and Chris Mundini, who is helping on the staff side, are unable to attend, but they wanted me to present a bit of an update for you on some of the materials that they've been working on, including trying to poll some of the staff and what might be good ideas. This will, of course, be coming to you in a report at our face-to-face meeting in Buenos Aires that is looking at how best, what methods and tools and possible barriers to getting more people involved in the work that you do. And we'll be hearing more of this in Buenos Aires. A key part of that is a mentorship program. Again, comments were made that it would be helpful to have someone to lead or guide or advise new members or people interested in the work of your groups to be able to help them on this. And we're looking at ways that we could implement and formalize this within the groups and to have staff support. Again, you'll be hearing the kind of proposals and ideas at ICANN 53 with your inputs, obviously, and how best to move that forward. So that is the update on the stakeholder retention. The third work stream had to do with information management, and there, of course, Chris Gift and others are working on this, Alan and others, and they will have a formal report for the group, again, in BA, summarizing the activities to date and next steps forward. I would also just note that a May 12th blog by Chris talked about some of the issues that we're trying to address here, and I'll send that link along with the materials that we have here, which would bring everyone up to date on the three work streams that are currently involved and will have major reports for us in Buenos Aires. I'll stop there to see if there is any comments or questions. Again, I will share these slides with you, as well as I noticed Greg Shatton asking about the latest version of the Matrix. We'll be glad to share that as well. It is on a site, the SOAC site, but we'll give you all that information so you have it there. Seeing no other comments or questions on the update, I would like to go to the next topic on the agenda, which is number five. We've been having a series of exchanges by email to look at the best topic or topics for the high-level interest session that is normally on Monday for the SONAC groups. There was the latest round. It seemed to be coming back to the focus here of the framework for the community discussion of next steps and consideration on the use of the GTLD proceeds. And the suggestion was, again, following a similar format, having Brad White moderate and having two panels to avoid too many people on stage. One with the SOAC chairs and the other one with the chairs of the RALOs and the GNSO stakeholder groups. With that, I wanted to open this up to see if we could finalize this approach and begin our preparations for that Monday session in Buenos Aires. I would also like to open it up for any comments or further discussion. In terms of the ongoing issues, we had some other ideas, but because of GDD updates on the new GTLD program and whatnot, much of that will be covered, and it was just thought that this will be the best way to do it. I think, Jonathan, would you please speak up on the AC audio, and I'll turn off my mic so that... Jonathan, please. Jonathan, we'll try to get you back online here. Natalie, if you could probably help, that would be helpful. With that, we were talking about some other sessions that might be planned in Buenos Aires, focusing on the general topic, and that was looked at as a complementary to setting the stage on the Monday with a framework and the views of the various stakeholders and constituency groups, whereas another session on Wednesday might focus on experts and best practices led by Nora Abasita, who's working on this issue more broadly. The notion that we were talking with some of you on this that this might be a good way to start off the topic on Monday. And let's see if we have Jonathan is active now, I think.
Thanks, David. Can you confirm you've got no audio?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Anyone else still there?
I'm still here. Is anybody else still here?
Very frustrating.
Yeah, I'm still here. It's something to do with the phone dial-in versus the computer, I think. I know it's very annoying.
Well, Jonathan is speaking
Jonathan
in the Adobe chat.
Yeah, Jonathan is speaking.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
As you've outlined, David, you've had an opportunity for the input from various
I'm sorry, I think we might have lost Jonathan again. Natalie, could you help on this? Thank you, Jonathan. Again, if I could briefly summarize, Jonathan was talking about how the two sessions, the one on Monday and the planned session on Wednesday, are complements to each other and can be useful in laying the groundwork for many that are looking at this, including those within the GNSO. And so this could be that way to finalize this topic in an important discussion that's going to begin in Buenos Aires. Are there any other comments or questions here concerning our ability to finalize this, move forward, and prepare for the discussions in BA? Could people mute their phones if you're not speaking, please? Thank you. In essence, Jonathan is saying he's supportive of the Monday session and will seek to work to integrate this with the cross-community working group and the other session being planned by Norab Sita and some others to make it a good start for a discussion on this important topic for all of us, and that way all views can be heard. With that, I would like to see if there are any other comments. I see Greg Chapin is has his hand up. Greg, the floor is yours.
Thanks. It's Greg Chapin. Hope that everyone can hear me.
I think so,
The title mentions something that's called a community discussion process. And I note that there was a note or a communication from Steve Crocker to Jonathan Robinson back on 15th of April that I think needs to be dealt with, or perhaps some update needs to be given in this regard, because it's really unclear. The subject of the auction proceeds itself is an interesting subject. The what I'm having trouble kind of getting a handle on is the process. I'm not exactly sure what this community discussion process is, and if that's something that is being planned by some entity such as the board, which seems to be indicated by the April 15th communication, or if it's a cross-community working group. It seems that there are process issues here that are not well aligned, and I'm not sure whether we want to spend time talking about the process or the substance in Buenos Aires. But I think if we want to avoid talking about the process in Buenos Aires as opposed to the substance, there's a lot that needs to be worked out, because I think there seems to be some friction between different viewpoints, not necessarily between the people holding those viewpoints, but the viewpoints are not aligned as to how this should be resolved. And the reference to community discussion process seems to come out of thin air, unless it's coming from the view of board or management as to how the consultation or work toward a resolution is to take place. Thanks.
David, if you're speaking, we can't hear you.
Jonathan Robinson, would you like to respond? Because the title is a suggested topic. We were talking about a community discussion and the framework for that. As for process or not, we can talk about that.
Thanks, Bob.
Yes, I can. Yes, we can.
Question, but I'll let somebody
possible to get a text.
Thank you, Jonathan. I think the question would be, and this might have been just in formulating the suggested topic, a process, quote-unquote, should maybe be taken out so it's a community discussion to talk about how that next steps and other considerations, as well as the framework that that may be part of the workshop on the Wednesday matter.
I think if I could comment, David's first talking. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify, I think it was Greg Chatton that was asking, is the board running this? No, the board's not. I think I would see this as roughly the equivalent of, if anyone's experienced the IETF model, they have this concept of a birds of a feather session, which is often held before you form a working group. So essentially this is an opportunity to say there are a number of people that are interested in this topic, and I think the management has worked with Jonathan, who's trying to kick off a cross-community working group process, to say, let's have a couple of sessions in Buenos Aires for people to talk about the topic, and I would expect some notes from that discussion will get written up, and you know, hopefully there will be enough interest from the community to form a cross-community working group. If a working group gets formed, then I would expect the board would appoint liaisons to that working group, much as it has done for the cross-community working group on accountability.
Thank you, Bruce. With that, I know Jonathan is still typing. I think we will... It seems that there can be a community birds of a feather type of session on Monday, as suggested by Bruce. In addition, we can want a workshop on Wednesday. The inputs from both Monday and Wednesday can be written up and used to inform the cross-community working group. This is a note and a comment from Jonathan in the chat. And again, noting past practices for these Monday sessions, they have been most informative and productive. And because they are also recorded and transcribed, provide a good recording of thoughts and ideas shared. And so the Monday session is pretty pretty well timed for that, and I think an important step forward. So with that, if there are any other comments, I'd like to hear them, but I think we should go ahead and try to frame that discussion on Monday and on Wednesday, and we ask people also to share any seed questions or two with me that I will share with obviously the group, so that we can have that discussion for the moderator to provide an opportunity for members of the SONAC groups to provide their views and their inputs as this goes forward. With that, I'd like to move to the next and final item on the discussion. I know we're coming quickly to the top of the hour and many people have to leave. Thank you, Alan, I'm sorry. But if I will send this over, this is in particular a reminder that a number of notes I've sent to you on community inputs, in particular these three, I'd like to bring to your attention, and I'll again circulate them after this. One is the May 3rd note. We're trying to formulate and focus the pilot project on drafting support for the community, and we would ask you to identify some community volunteers in this potential resource for the constituencies and stakeholder groups, that Rob Hogarth would be there and the point of contact. The second note is the note from our communications department about the ICANN 53 newsletter that is circulated during the meetings in Buenos Aires for any featured topics that you want. Again, Jana of communications is the point of contact. And then finally, the Tuesday interaction with the constituencies and the board, a reminder to send your topics, your unique topics, to board support as we're trying to formulate a more interactive and productive discussions during that, and Megan Bishop has been leading that and coordinating that. So I just would like to remind you of that. If there are any other comments or questions, now would be a good time to have them. I wanted to also remind you that the next meeting of our community leaders and the global leaders with ICANN will be at ICANN 53 in Buenos Aires, beginning that session on Friday the 19th of June at 4:30. And to that extent, the face-to-face meeting will likely be from that until about 7 or 7:15 in the evening following our traditional format. With that, I know people are running, and I will make sure that these slides, the transcripts, and all are available to you. Again, I apologize for what seems to be our communications problems here on this call today, both for you and for those who are on the computer, and we'll try to make sure that this is looked at and rectified so to avoid these distractions. I apologize for that, and we will make improvements for sure. With that, I would like to bring this call to a close and thank everyone for their contributions and comments, and also the board members, Steve and Bruce and Shireen, for being on the call, and, of course, Spotty for his comments and remarks. With that, I'd like to wish everyone a good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you may be. And I'll talk to you on other calls, if not, see you face-to-face in Buenos Aires. Thank you so much.
Horrible.